Okay, the noises you can hear are the participants of the firewalk outside. The two guys, Mark and Pat, are wearing fireman's gear, very heavy fireman's gear, helmets, trousers, jackets, boots, the works, because they will need it, because the flames of the fire for the firewalk will get very, very hot. Now, they've just lit the pile of wood that they've constructed along the runway, and the participants are just watching that gradually catch light. Now that's going to start roaring away in a few minutes, and the wood will then burn down to the embers, and that's what they will walk across. Okay, a couple of things about photographing something like this. First of all, it's dark, so that means two things. One, the autofocus isn't going to work, and two, I'm going to have to use some kind of artificial light. Now that brings with it two problems that need to be solved. So the first problem of the autofocus is fairly easily solved. Basically, we go back to manual focus, old school, and we set up a zone of focus using an aperture. I've got my camera set to 5.6 on a 50mm lens, and that will give me a good few feet on the runway at the distance I'm at, away from the fire, in which people will be in focus as they walk across. So they'll walk into a zone of focus. And all I need to do, and I was able to do it earlier when it was light, was use the live view on the back of my camera. I was able to nail down the beginning and the end of the zone, and then just lock down the autofocus on the camera. Lock down the focus on the camera by switching the autofocus off, switching it to manual, and then taping the lens so that it wouldn't shift. That's the first problem solved, because basically I don't need to worry about focus at all. I know they're all going to walk through one zone, so therefore that's going to be in focus. The light needs to be controlled, because if you flash and bare flash goes onto the embers, the glowing orange embers, well, they will actually turn grey. So instead of a lovely photograph of people walking across glowing orange embers, they're going to, well, it's going to look as if they're walking pretty much across ash. And that's not really going to be as very dramatic. Certainly not going to be reflecting very well of their achievement. And the photograph is intended as a memento of their achievement of walking across this the bed of hot embers. So I've got my flash set up on camera. And I have a snoot, which will help me, a gridded snoot, which will help me direct the light onto the body of the people walking, but keep it off the embers, so that the natural glow orange of the embers will stay there. Now, I might need to add a few embers in post-production afterwards, because what happens is after, you know, about 12 people have gone across, before they get a chance to rake over it again, the embers have died down. It's still very hot. But just to add a little bit of drama, I will add in a couple of specks of orange. But I prefer not to. I prefer just to have it just the way it is. And that's why I need to keep the... Oh, you can hear the wood crackling there. That's why I like to keep the light off the embers so you can naturally see them glow. So I've got a gridded snoot for that. Again, that's all set up. I did that earlier. And that is also taped down. So really all I need to do is press the button. And the flash is set to about a quarter power, which allows for plenty of shots with a very short recycling time. So I can just go bang, 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 and I'll get two or three good shots of people as they walk across the fire. And we print those off, and we'll bring them back in a couple of days' time when they finish their seminar here at the hotel. So that's what we're doing this evening, and that's how I'm hoping to accomplish it. And the fire is really burning. I am... 10 feet away, and I can feel it. I can feel it. The guys in the fireman's gear, they're 3 feet away. God, they must be boiling already. Anyway, I'll leave you with the sounds of people chattering. They'll go quiet later on, believe me, when they're standing in front of the embers, and the sounds of the wood burning.